This is a directed net, so please hold any traffic until I, the net control station, calls for it. However, any emergency traffic may break in at any time by saying, emergency, break, break, break. Is there any emergency or priority traffic at this time? So nothing heard. And then as a reminder, in the event of any emergency, OregonGMRS.org will designate a net control on this repeater. This is week 218 of the AMRON net. AMRON stands for the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network and is a nationwide disaster preparedness network made up of radio operators who are here to help during times of emergency and civil defense. Everyone with a GMRS license is welcome to participate in this net, and I spell AMRON, A-M-R-R-O-N. The goal of this net is to equip all citizens in Southern Oregon with the ability to receive and share information during a disaster or extended power or communications problem. In order to further that goal, it's important for you to be able to get and assimilate local, regional, national, and worldwide news and situations that may affect you when the radio may be the only form of communication you have. Stand by. Lastly, you should cultivate relationships with like-minded neighbors using the Channel 3 project. That's GMRS FRS Channel 3. That's Channel 3 on most pre-programmed radios, MERS 3, CB and HAM Simplex. SAM operation is at 146.420, AMRON Channel 3. So, I encourage you to switch channels on your radio and participate at the end of this net. This is only a practice net. To learn more about AMRON, visit www.amron.com. Also, be sure to visit our local AMRON webpage at www.soamron.com for local information, as well as the early check-in form. It says Sunday check-ins, and the form works great. Stand by. For AMRON original that are not answered during this net or on the websites, or to get information and guidance on being a net operator or a Channel 3 project guide for your community, please email us at sogmrsnet@gmail.com. That's sogmrsnet@gmail.com. You may also use this address if you want to sign up for the AMRON Intelligence Report via email. We are family friendly, and we want anyone with a GMRS license to feel free to talk, including children, and we have a number that do. The only expectation is courtesy, patience, and helpfulness. Stand by. Okay, here's the AMRON Net Word of the Week, so get ready to write it down. It's to help you with your radio skills in receiving and passing accurate messages, and that is a real challenge. This word is always a Bible verse. It stands for 2 weeks at a time. These radio skills are important for all operators at all levels in times of emergency. Reminder, you are not required to participate in the Word of the Week if you don't want to, but it's not up for discussion. You may study it on your own time if you wish. Stand by. Okay, write this down. The net word of the week is Psalm 33:8. And I repeat, the net word of the week is Psalm 33:8. And I spell Psalm 33:8. Stand by. The current AMRON Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net with Roger Rasko, Mike, Dewey, Dave, and Selma Snowman. The Illinois Valley starts at 6:15, and the Greater Grants Pass area at 6:30 p.m. For the Illinois Valley, Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IVARC check-in with Craig and Judy. All other Channel 3 checks take place at the end of the net. Okay, here's a dad joke. What do you call a magician who lost their magic? It's Ian, and I had to think about that one. For the mom joke, how do you know when something is officially lost? Your mom can't find it. Also have some trivia. Do you know what flower is traditionally associated with Mother's Day? It's actually the carnation. And there is a significance between red and white carnations for Mother's Day. Red carnations means your mother is still alive. White means she's in heaven. And pink is the color most associated with Mother's Day. This is WRUA 709. Okay, the order of the net is as follows. We're going to have announcements, check-ins, an online check-in confirmation, and then late check-ins and visitors, the Amron intelligence brief, the Channel 3 project, and then once that's all done, we'll close the net, and if there are any questions or discussions, we'll have those. So, do we have announcements? Ladies first, please. How about Karen 359?
WRJX 359, Karen.
Good evening, Karen. Happy Mother's Day, and the radio is yours.
Well, thank you very much. I'd like to invite all of the ladies out there to join in on the Patriot Ladies Net every Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. We have various topics of discussion, we support one another, and we practice our skills. So if you know a lady that's a little bit timid about getting on the radio, have her listen in and hopefully join in. Happy Mother's Day, ladies. Hope you have a blessed day. This is WRJX 359 Karen, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Karen. Normally, Craig 605 is going to be doing a statement for the Illinois Valley, but he's celebrating Mother's Day with his lovely wife. So I'm just as a reminder going to let everybody know that you can check at ivarc.net for more information, and they do have regular get-togethers and quite informative meetings for anybody about technical and other issues. Are there any other announcements?